I bet you'll find that there's more free at freetalklive.com than you'll get if you pay for those other talk show host websites. See for yourself. freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with Tom in Detroit. Tom called in last hour, the end of the hour, to call us out. He says that we shouldn't be talking about such irrelevancies as top Halloween costumes, that we should be focusing more on all the important things that are happening.
Around with Talk Radio News' Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. Ohio. That's all anyone's talking about, Bob. You realize that, don't you? Every caller to America Tonight, no matter where they're from, asks me about Ohio. So how many campaign ads have you seen? Have you just turned the TV off now?
They can have my house. I'll move to their state. I turned my TV off in June. Look, I'm a political junkie, but I need an intervention. I need rehab. This is bad.
So explain
the stuff
to...
is running. My granddaughter made a comment the other day. You know,
oh, you're
kidding.
Can't you
find something on the radio? Right.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. You know, and Ohio's also in the news because of this whole thing with the absentee ballots and what could happen there, saying that, you know, the people that have the absentee ballots, then if they bring them in, so they haven't sent them in, bring them in, there's a big problem because then that's they're not counted in, probably in until November 17th. They wouldn't have all the results. That could Ohio hang up the election?
If this is razor thin, Ohio can certainly hang up the election. Plus, they're going to have to exercise their right of a provisional ballot for sure and not be told they can't vote. You know, these are over 1,000 people that sent in for an absentee ballot, and all of a sudden they were disqualified because of a computer communication glitch between the Bureau of Motor Vehicles in Ohio and the Secretary of State. I mean, this is not some small piece of change. You want to talk about, you know, voter confidence right now in the state of Ohio on top of everything. That's 1,000 people that they said you don't exist on our rolls. Now, do they go in? Do they not? There's questions about some of the polling places. So I certainly hope they straighten this out because the voter confidence level right now in Ohio is not good.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about Sandy and FEMA and all that kind of stuff because, you know, that's percolating out of Washington. And the damage, as you know, is still absolutely unbelievable. There's still a ton of power out. And now we're having problems in New Jersey and New York with gasoline. People are running out of it and they're in these long lines. What's going to happen here, Bob?
Well, you know, they're going to have to, there's going to have to be more appropriations to FEMA. There's no question about it because this is probably, just guessing, $50-60 billion dollars worth. This is a long-term issue. But also it brings up the issue of climate on top of it. I mean, I know right now the focus is FEMA and everything, but the climate and climate change is going to be talked about maybe during the lame duck session of Congress. Congressman Henry Waxman of California has brought that issue up. But FEMA itself is, so far has done a pretty darn good job. And I've dealt with FEMA personally in the past, Kate, and, you know, they've done a pretty good job on this one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the good news for the people who desperately need help. Do you think this affects the amount of people that go to the polls? I mean, you know, maybe we're waiting till election day. Like my family was always such a big deal. We always voted on the day. So are the numbers going to be down or what do you think?
Without question, this is like Ohio's having the computer problems. They're going to have to set up tents in some places to have people come to vote. There's a question of the transit systems completely up and running. 7 million people a day in New York alone go on those. So this is definitely going to cause some voter havoc. And I think it's going to affect some of the numbers in those two states. I just can't see where it's going to be a high turnout due to this disaster.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You know, Congress, and of course, the House all running all the seats up, and the Senate with some really, really huge battles that may come down to the wire, too. What gameplay with me for a second, since you're a political junkie and a former congressman. If let's play this scenario. If Obama wins again, he gets four more years, and the Senate swings the majority to the Republicans, and the House stays to the Republicans, what's that going to be like?
Well, I mean, I know the Senate will stay to the Democratic side, but let's undergo that scenario. I still think that, you know, the president's in charge. If he stays, you know, focused on a vision that he has and communicates out front, if they play extreme partisan politics, that, you know, that they've got the total rule, just alone the debt ceiling and the cliff diving itself will come to an immediate crashing halt. So I don't think that they will be able to afford to just be with sabers out and feeling they've got control of the government. They're going to have some get-along time after this election. People are going to really, seriously, they're going to get very, very disgusted, finally, possibly, and just say, you know, we're going to throw you all out.
Yeah. You know, it's funny saying in getting along, and that's definitely what people talk about, or making things happen anyway. And the most compelling picture from all of the Sandy stuff, and you know what I'm going to say, is Governor Chris Christie.
Sure.
and Barack Obama, the president. I saw a funny little caption that somebody sent me. They said, is this Laurel and Hardy or the president part two and the future president?
Well, you know, they need to stay up Christie's back. When we had the 911 and the anthrax in the Capitol, I chaired House Administration. Steny Hoyer, the number two Democratic member in the country, was our ranking member. He could have played politics continuously. The man was you know, perfectly willing to have the institution come first. So things did happen at some point in time in Congress. How on earth it went to you know, ground zero there, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it can happen. It doesn't mean they have to all agree, but the venom out there is beyond anything I've seen. I thought during Gingrich's time it was heavy. It's pretty heavy now.
Yeah. Mitt Romney wins. Will there be a lot of jaw-dropping if that happens?
Oh, yes. In fact, my boss and friend, Ellen Ratner, her quote to me was, I will kill myself. So I said, well, don't go that far with it. And her jaw, well, you'll hear her jaw drop because she'll be on your show telling you.
Oh, that was a good one. You always give us great exit lines. Thanks so much, as always, Bob Ney, for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Here on ATN, hey everybody, it's more specifics about the East Coast struggling big time to recover. Who knew there would be this fuel crisis? We predicted that because naturally with refineries and whatnot, and the fact that you also have the amount of people who had problems with cars, etc. Now, all of a sudden, you have the bigger problem of the gas stations that are out of fuel. So you have these crazy gas lines all over the place. You even have people with cans lining up, and I mean serious lines that I cannot remember ever seeing, honestly, in my lifetime. Except for once during a major hurricane crisis in Florida. Stay with us. Much more to come. On the flip side, some of those odds and ends will fill in the blanks. Oh, that band playing so loud. The band, we turned them down. We're coming back on the flip side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real.
I got here at 9:59 a.m. and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm by myself. I can't leave the car. I feel like I'm gonna faint over here.
All right, he wasn't the only one that was going to faint. Hey, everybody, welcome to the flip side here on America Tonight. The flip side is this, that in certain parts of New Jersey and New York, if you have to get gas, unless you were completely pegging the needle at full, boy, you are waiting in some long, crazy, crazy lines, and they are stretching all over the place. And we're talking about that lines that, like I said, I have never seen before in my life. This is a big story. It's causing traffic jams. It's because you've got, you know, power outages that were caused by the storm. So the gas lines are a part of that. I guess some people are saying, you know what it's like? It's like the oil crisis. If you think back to the 1970s, anybody remember waiting in any lines in the 1970s when they had flags for what day you could actually go and get gas? You know, the Jimmy Carter years when it was rationing of gas. Anybody remember what they had to do to get some petro? And so this is like a lesson to everybody. It's all about that emergency preparedness. How many times do you drive where you're practically on E and then you're parking outside of your house or in your garage or whatever, and the next day you're going to run and get gas? What happens when a catastrophe hits or you know one is coming and you're just not there? So you had gas cans, people waiting for their turn so they could actually power, think about it, generators. What would you need the gas for? And it's really bad in northern New Jersey where people are stuck, and in Staten Island and in Long Island, parts of New York City, because you don't have power. The gas pumps in some cases even aren't working, so then that's a problem trying to find it. And the gas prices, the strange thing is, a lot of people thought, including myself, hey, we're going to see gas prices that are going to spike up because of the refineries and because of Sandy. But that hasn't really happened. Gas has come down a little bit. In fact, AAA, I was looking up something on AAA. The, you know, ultimately, if you want to see gas reports, they always have them monthly, right? And they show that they that gas prices actually are going in the opposite direction, or actually are dropping more, maybe a dime more. So refineries in the Northeast were closed by the storm, but here was the key thing, and I guess this is the reason why I thought that it would be worse. They weren't damaged so much. It's because of that that the problem is getting the gas to the places and to have the stations open. But it's not with the refinery, so it's a little bit of good news, I suppose, because the largest refinery is okay. The gas shortage still presents a problem, a risk, but it's not as bad as it could have been, I guess, because if you had really damaged refineries, you would see that spike in gasoline, not just in the Northeast, but in a couple of other places, and it would make it even much more difficult when you're talking about getting gas to the pumps, when you're talking about the delivery of gas, because, of course, that's now what ultimately is the big problem. You know, I said at the top in talking to Bob Ney, and I was wondering, some of you are listening, and there's nooks and crannies out there in Missouri and Illinois and San Francisco and all different parts of the country. I said to Bob Ney about the picture of Chris Christie and the president, and I saw a headline, I think it was on perhaps Yahoo, some website that I was breezing around on today, just flipping around different places, and the headline said, if Obama wins, how much credit goes to Chris Christie? And, you know, I guess the reason is because he's praising what Obama did as far as the hurricane is concerned, and how he dealt with, you know, New Jersey, how quickly, and this is right when the election is almost upon us and people are doing the early voting thing. So the public praise of the president, giving him all that credit and how working with him was wonderful and all this other stuff. Some are saying that they want to strangle Chris Christie, some Republicans, because they understand the devastation in Jersey. They understand that he has to deal with the president, but they don't understand all the praise that he's heaping on them, because so much of the news coverage is on Hurricane Sandy. And with that, there was a ton of Christie and a ton of Obama, so that was making him look more presidential and bipartisan, working with the other side, being able to work together, blah, 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 blah. I mean, maybe a little bit of a boost. I don't know. How many people would see that picture? And see, this is what I think. When you collectively add up a bunch of things, we have this horrible catastrophe that has upended lives. You have more than 70 people dead in the United States. You have the gas lines that I just went on and on about. You have people who have homes that have evaporated into thin air. You have people that don't have power. My family has had that, where they've had to bunk in with other family members because the power is out in their little slice of New Jersey, and they don't know when it's coming back on. And they've got problems. They've had problems with the beginning of school, the first couple of days of the week, rather, because of Sandy, and then, of course, the debris, the cleanup, the $60 billion or so it's going to cost to clean it up and whatnot. So here's the thing. If I think at this point, yes, there may be a few people that are undecided, but how many people really? And I've asked this question one other time, and it was a few weeks ago, but how many people are completely undecided? You know, I want to know, is there anybody right now, anybody listening to me, who is going to go and vote? Because, yeah, they want to vote, but you're going to go and vote and you have no idea who you're going to vote for president. You got all your other local issues and you probably don't even know maybe some of the other names on the ballot. But when you go and vote, you clearly do not know who you're going to vote for president. It just seems as though that's so unlikely. It's so unlikely to me that there would be no idea. I definitely want to hear from you if you know people like this, or maybe you're this way, because I want to know why you're undecided, waiting to see what's going to happen in the next couple of days, and you're waiting for election day. Hey, there's nothing wrong with it if that's really how you feel, but I think people know by now which way they're voting. So I'm going to throw out the digits if you want to throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. 5283. And, you know, I think looking at the Christie picture, for Christie, it helps him. Since New Jersey especially, and he would be up for re-election in 2013, is so much more a Democratic-leaning state, I think that helps Chris Christie. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do as governor of New Jersey. And does he have political ambitions that aspire beyond the Garden State? I would say he probably does, so it doesn't hurt him futuristically if he wants to be president. I don't think so. And think of the keynote address that he put on at the Republican convention. There were some people that weren't happy with Christie. They thought that he was self-promoting himself, that so much of his speech was about Chris Christie until they were 17 minutes, he was 17 minutes in or so. And so to me, this is about New Jersey. I'm also in 2013 up for re-election. I don't know that it necessarily is going to sway someone to saying, wow, I got to go with Obama because, look at this relationship with Chris Christie and how they're touring and doing these things together and and all that other sort of stuff. And I guess it's because we have that tendency to think national or natural disaster like Rudy Giuliani, and the fact that he got massive praise for the way he responded to 9/11. And then that was the whole thing about him, remember, running for president. There was a little bit of steam behind that, and of course that didn't pan out for him. But that this is what's being thrown out there, I think, with Chris Christie. And I do not think in any way that people looking at Obama and Christie, people that are undecided are going to say, you know what, man, I have got to vote for Obama again. But I wonder, is momentum shifting in the Obama versus Romney end run here? Because now we have a handful of days left. Who has the stronger edge heading into the weekend and then ultimately into November 6th? What do you think? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Talking about the response to Sandy, the photograph that everybody's still buzzing about, and that's Governor Chris Christie and Barack Obama. And then my big question to people, I mean, really, at this point, do you know anybody that's undecided? And the other thing is, besides knowing anyone undecided, you know, looking at the idea of, you know, who has the most momentum heading into these last couple of days? Is it Mitt Romney, or is it the president? Which one has the most momentum. It's like teams coming up a little bit later here on America Tonight. We're going to do Nail the Score. And when you do, it's like Nail the Score. You're every football game, you know, you have 60 minutes, but there's that momentum at the tail end of the game that makes such a big difference. And how many times do you hear, it sounds so trite and cliche, but how many times do you hear a coach say, it's the final quarter, it's the last half of the game, it's the second half of the game, it's full 60 minutes, whatever it is. Well, there's a reason for that, because it is, it's the tail end, heading into the tail end of a game. That's when it counts. You could be winning the whole game, but then if you give it back, someone gets momentum because of a turnover or two, and then they end up winning it. So there have been some definite classic turnovers in this election with Obama, some mistakes that he made along the way. The biggest one that everybody can point to most recently still has to be the blunder of the first debate, and Romney certainly benefited from that and got a lot of momentum because Obama wasn't there for the first debate. And then you have two other debates, and it's a little different. It's not the same thing. So now it is, can Mitt Romney win this? Does he have momentum on his side, or do we call it a draw kind of at this point? I just scoured today. I'm telling you, I'm like the poll princess. I did nothing but scour through polls. Poll after poll, every poll I could get my hands on. And in a few of them, yes, you had Romney ahead by a couple of points. In a couple of them, we had Obama ahead. But pretty much, and I hate using this word, but this is a word I've seen a lot, and I guess it holds up. It's a toss-up. That's why I asked Bob Ney at the top of the show, the former congressman. That's why I asked him about Ohio, because there's a great chance Ohio could hang up this election with the thin margins that we might be talking about. Now, I've talked to strategists on both sides, Republican and Democrat, who say, oh, that's hogwash, that's media nonsense, it's not really that close. I've had Republican strategists tell me, oh, there's no way Mitt Romney has this in the bag. And I've had Democratic strategists tell me that the opposite, that no, we can say what we want to, but, you know, Obama has this in the bag. It's not really quite that close. So, you know, this goes to the momentum thing. And, of course, any of the policymakers, any of the people who are pushing for their guy, they're going to tell you that they have it now at this point. They're going to say that it's theirs. But the question really is, who has the momentum in the end? Who comes up with this at the tail end when it matters the most? You know, in other words, on Tuesday, when we are counting the votes, when we were here on America Tonight, which is a wonderful thing, of course, because we're live, and we can tell you what's happening, who's got this, if we know. Ohio may make it impossible to say that. It may be that we don't know in the wee hours, we don't know who it is. It's not there. I was talking to somebody today who said, oh, I love to watch the election results. I sit there with my scotch and I just soak it up all night long. I love it. I'm a political junkie. Well, that scotch might turn into a lot of scotches and a lot of days in the stretch with this, because this may be, it really is shaping up to be one of those that honestly might not pan out right away for somebody because of a handful of votes. And I'm just talking presidential, not all the other things that are being voted on in different municipalities. Because, you know, in one state you're voting for a governor and you've got a big prop issue and you might have bond issues and whatever. But I'm just saying, boiling it down to just the presidential side of this thing. So you got the polls that are giving support for Obama and polls that are giving support for Romney, and You know, swing states, that's the thing. Does Obama still have enough of the electoral vote in the swing states to win this? Even if Romney is surging a little bit in the national polls to take any kind of a lead, a split. So if we're prognosticating this, which is one of my favorite things to do, and we're adding up for, you know, all the marbles for the Republicans and for the Democrats, you know, ultimately, who's stacking this up? Who's stacking up the most marbles? And I would have to say there is definite momentum for Romney. There's definite momentum. But is it the kind of momentum that translates to electoral votes? You know, is that gonna work or not? The Romney campaign right now is ripping the president for calling for the creation of a secretary of business to come up with what's problematic economic wise, because there's a TV ad that says the solution would only add more bureaucracy to a already cluttered system. That's just another layer of government. So that's the latest thing that the Obama people came up with, that, hey, let's come up with a business czar, so to speak, throw that out there. One of the things that is talked about is that, you know, in the positive column for Romney is that he was a business guy. We've had actors, we've had career politicians, we've had community organizers, but what about a business guy? Would a business guy work? So how do they take that out of the equation? Well, the way to do that is to say, well, we're going to create a business czar. Yeah, that'll work. We'll create a business czar. And once we have a business czar in place, you know, that'll be an umbrella kind of role. It's like we had Homeland Security. We have 9/11, so we have Homeland Security as a result of that. Underneath, you get the TSA and all the other layers that we did not have before in this country. We didn't have Homeland Security. We had the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, but we did not have Homeland Security. Now we have a whole nother layer there that we could argue about what is being done and what isn't being done with Homeland Security and how much money is pumped into another agency. So that would be the same thing with adding another layer of government. I'd have to agree with that. How does that fix the economy? Don't we have enough people that are in the Treasury running around? Don't we have enough people, economic minds, that are already part of the administration? The last thing we want to do is add another layer to this, to add what more confusion. It was kind of like the idea of having the TARP, of doing TARP, and we saw what happened there, the stimulus, which did not work. The stimulus was pretty much a failure. A couple of things turned around for a few people, but the stimulus is why you don't use the word stimulus anymore. It was a flop. Yeah. And that's what my prediction would be if there was a business czar. I don't think so. I think that's what Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, is supposed to do, and anybody underneath him, that would be a major role for that person. The problem is from the economic side of things, I don't think we have the right people in place. There are certainly brighter minds than the ones that have been chosen that can come up with better ways to solve the riddle of why don't we have a balanced budget and how do we get out of this deficit, and here's what we can start to chip away at. And frankly, now with all of the natural disasters that we've had, FEMA is going to kick our rear ends. But what are you supposed to do? You got to be able to. FEMA has to do it. They got to have $3.6 billion to pay for the damages caused by Superstorm Sandy, right? So they're going to have to get more money from Congress. Congress is going to have to pump the money in. And where does this money come from? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Wake up, sleepyheads. I'll meet you in a few.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Momentum heading into the last weekend of the election. And I say this all the time here on America Tonight. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, undecided, or frustrated by all of it. Everybody's invited to this party. So whoever you're supporting, that's all good. It's just have support for somebody and go out and vote. But who do you think has the most momentum? 855-266-KATE. Let me give you the numbers for that if you want to ring in. 855-266-5283. We got a dungeon moment coming up here in a second. I went through a couple of the fact that I had poured through the polls, and pretty much it really is a coin flip. You know, I can name any poll for you and tell you where we're at, but it is neck and neck, at least according to the polls. I just mentioned FEMA. I think FEMA is the thing that's going to kick our rear ends. $3.6 billion to pay for all this damage from Super Sandy, but any other money is going to have to come from the boys and girls that play Congress and the two chambers. That has to happen because we just, you know, we got, what, a $1 trillion deficit. So Uncle Sam is going to have to pony up some money, and we've got lots of problems. Millions of people without power lining up. I mentioned that right here. So I was blue in the face in New Jersey and New York and Long Island. You know, you name it, pick a place. And where they had power outages especially, it's really particularly bad. And then torn up houses and people in sitting there in gymnasiums and whatnot. So this is a big deal. This is a big, big problem. And, man, a tip of the cap to the people struggling in Connecticut. I got a bunch of emails from you. One from Sam in Connecticut who says, Kate, man, it is unbelievable the struggle that we are having here with power. So many people I know, I'm like in one of the one tiny places in Mystic where I've got power, but there's a lot of people in Hartford and other cities in Connecticut and Bridgeport in different pockets that don't have power. So Bridgeport, which is the most populous city in Connecticut, they most of the people there, a lot of the people there, do not have power. Remember, on the night of the storm, they had a 9-foot storm surge that just pummeled them. 8.2 million people, no power. So the utility crews are really scrambling there. And the mayor, Bill Finch, and I don't blame him, is having a cow over this. He's accusing United for illuminating, you know, basically United illuminating, of poorly serving the city, saying that, you know, these guys, it's ridiculous. They should be treated better by the people that are paying them, the people that are paying these electricity bills. What's going on with them? And they're shortchanged. You know, it's saying that we're the ones taking the, you know, short end of this. It's ridiculous. And at this point, the outages started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So they've fallen. They've gotten bigger. The last count that I had is the people without electricity in Bridgeport, 27,000 people plus. 27,000 people do not have power. Wow, that is, man, 8.2 million customers without power across 20 states, just to clarify that, and that many people in Connecticut, and that's just in part of Connecticut. So think about it. In the state, they have 374,000 people without power, but the majority of that, a big chunk of that anyway, is in Bridgeport. Whew. Bummer. It is, and it's tough. Because you don't have electricity. Yeah, you don't have it for a night. I mean, I just went through this here in my little hovel. I didn't have electricity for, I guess 24 hours, a little under 24 hours. And it was brutal because then what are you doing? You're, first of all, your refrigerator, you're looking at all these different things that are, that you need, that you use. You don't have power. You know, candlelight is fun once in a while, but it's really, really tough to do the things that you need to do in our society, even like charging the phone. You just drive around if you have a phone charger that you can stick in your car, but pretty much that's what you're stuck with. So people are having a hard time. They're trying to get to work, and they can't get to work because of the bridges and everything else with the problems there. Even though they're open, they still are having problems the last day or two trying to maneuver around, you know, their own landscapes without having any kind of electricity. All right, the dungeon moment has arrived. I haven't used the dungeon, I think, in a while. Maybe it's been a week or so. And this is just one of the more infuriating things that happened in that Penn State Sandusky case. Finally, he's put in a hole, and he should be, and shouldn't see the light of day, and he won't. Because the amount of years that he got, it doesn't matter. He's not, there's just no way this guy's ever going to get out again and he can claim he's innocent. until he's blue in the face, but it's done.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Exactly. He tried to throw up a bunch of malarkey when he was confronted in court by his victims. So now you have Graham Spanier, who's that holier-than-thou president guy making a fortune. You know, you're president of the university, you make some serious coin. And there was some serious cover-up there, and it infuriated me that he never, ever had to bear the brunt of anything. You know, the guy was complicit in this cover-up, and nothing happened to him. So now, this is the beauty. He was charged with hushing up the child molestation allegations against Sandusky. So he's the third guy to be accused of crimes in this whole cover-up thing. The two others were Tim Curley and Gary Schultz, but they were already charged with lying to the grand jury that was investigating what was going on with Sandusky and football at Penn State. So now Spanier is charged with perjury, obstruction, endangering the welfare of children, and conspiracy. I love it. I love it. This guy needs to go down. It was a mistake that this didn't happen sooner. You know, it should have. I mean, this was a true conspiracy. So while he waits for all of his fate to be determined, I think he needs to sit in our dungeon for a while. So we're gonna let Charles in Charge open the gates of the dungeon and throw in former Penn State President Graham Spanier.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Thank you, Mr. Sadler. That sad continuing cover-up of this, the failure to report it, placed so many people who would ultimately come into contact with Sandusky in that position. They should have never been there in the first place. So all those complaints that happened back in 1998 and 2001, all this stuff, the guy was a predator. They could have shut this down so much sooner. And they didn't. So the good thing here is, the good news, is that Spanier now is in the middle of this thing, and he's not out of it. Remember, he was the guy who also called the Louis Free report, the independent investigator, who the former head of the FBI, by the way, who did the investigation into what had happened at the school. He called his report a myth and said he would have acted if he knew if a predator like Sandusky was on campus. But the Free investigation turned up emails from 1998 where they discussed what was going on, and it included an email from Curley to Schultz and Spanier with Joe Paterno in the subject line, and just said, "I've touched bases with the coach." So it was very tough to dance around that. So they've nailed him on it. He's been charged. Let's hope that the end result is that he ends up doing some jail time. Now that would be justice.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.